GOP Rep. Brooks, Biden did not win the Electoral College if vote limited to lawful votes cast. By Jeff Poore on November 26, 2020. According to Representative Mo Brooks, RL, there is still cause for skepticism about Joe Biden being declared the winner of the presidential election earlier this month. During an interview with Mobile, Alabama Radio FM Talk 106.5, there is a possibility the decision on the next president could go to Congress because neither Donald Trump nor Joe Biden will have reached the required majority in Electoral College, which he said could be the case if there were a way to determine votes Brooks said were not legal cast in the election. I am the House of Representatives. It is not a majority of the congressmen that elect the President of the United States if no candidate got a majority of the Electoral College votes, he explained. It is a majority of the state delegations. And in the House of Representatives, there are 26, maybe 27 delegations that have a majority Republican Congress members. And there are about 20 delegations that have majority Democrat members of Congress. So, that's the breakdown, with three or four being a tie. We've got one undecided race in Iowa that could flip that from the undecided column to the GOP. I can't speak for any other senators or any other congressmen. But in my judgment, having been involved in politics now for a number of decades, and having seen the things that I have seen, in my judgment, Joe Biden did not win the Electoral College. If there was some way we could limit the determination of the winners of the Electoral College to lawful votes cast by eligible American citizens. I am persuaded that given the systemic problems with our election system and given the anecdotal steal a few votes here, steal a few votes there problem that we're witnessing in the media, Donald Trump won the Electoral College. Again, if we had some way of divining these are the legal votes cast by eligible American citizens, and they are the only votes that are going to count, he added. But how you correct for these three major systemic problems that I believe have shifted hundreds of thousands, if not millions of votes illegally to Joe Biden's camp, you can't get that done in a court of law. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.